I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
President just landed here in Tokyo a couple of hours ago, the second stop on his three-country swing through Asia. And the big news here in Asia is the apparent breakthrough over the weekend in U.S.-China trade talks after 6 months of tension. President Trump's first stop here in Tokyo was the Imperial Palace, where he was greeted by the emperor. Got a welcome fit for royalty in Kuala Lumpur, too, and even joined in as Malaysian dancers performed for him on the tarmac. In Malaysia, the president did one of the things he likes best, sign deals.
Well, this is so exciting.
Including a new peace agreement between Cambodia and Thailand that Trump helped to broker.
I wish you'd smile.
But there is one deal the entire world is watching for. A trade deal between the two largest economies, the United States and China.
I think we're going to have a good deal with China, and they want to make a deal, and we want to make a deal.
And hopefully we can come together. That's the idea. Deal making. 101 with Donald Trump. China is a little difficult, and there's still things still to be ironed out, but everything is suggesting there might be a deal in the making by the end of the week. Will it be a complete deal? Will there be other fragments to come in? Very possible. And everything right now rests upon China's response, because the U.S. has made its position very clear. We will work with you. We'll make things better for you, and we can work together. But you cannot be stealing our technology, and you cannot be doing other things that undercut Americans. See, that's a deal maker that will not bend to them as a Joe Biden. Well, I've got some words from Joe Biden I want to share with you a little bit later as to he fears we are in the worst times ever under Donald Trump. As if he would know even what time of the day it is. That's shameful. I shouldn't have said that. That is not a knock on anyone who's dealing with onset of dementia or Alzheimer's. I take that back. But he has been clueless for the last several years, not just during his presidency. I want to take a moment to tell you that we're going to be watching. This is going to be a devastation. A Category 5, Melissa, bearing down on Jamaica. They're issuing mandatory evacuation orders. There's not a lot of place for anyone in Jamaica to go. It looks like it's going to be a direct hit on Jamaica. The entire island. The swath of Melissa covers from one end of Jamaica to the other end. There is no safe harbor. And getting them out of there isn't any better either right now. And then where are they going to go? They need to be on your prayer list. These people are already, of course, dealing with poverty and difficult lives anyway. And now they're going to be hit by a Hurricane 5, Melissa. A direct hit. Keep them in your prayers. One thing about the Trump trip right now and his arrival in Japan, all of this, as you heard, setting the stage for China. And that is the next big step. I'll come back to that in a moment. First of all, welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. Here we are, October 27, 2025. And reminding you, with Larry Connors USA, you are going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave this hour with more knowledge than what you have right now. In our next hour, Trump is also going to be pushing Russia on its crude oil, pushing to get China and India to quit selling to Russia. How's that going to play out? And also later in this hour, a new feature. I have considered this for some time. I've finally reached a point where I'm going to launch it today. It will be in the last of the 6 o'clock hour every day. So it's basically going to be appointment radio for you. In addition to catching Larry Connors USA, you will want to hear the story behind the story. What does that mean? I have decades and decades of experience on various stories. And yet not everything was told in each story. There are a lot of stories behind the story. Some you might suspect, some you might know. But I'm going to fill you in on a lot of those. Everything from the Halloween Candy Man, which will be featured Friday on Halloween, the man who killed Halloween in the Houston area, at least for a period of time. And I'm going to be talking about other things such as mass murders case I covered, a state legislator with massive stamp fraud, flight with the Blue Angels. Oh, yeah, and don't forget that shock with the taser. Don't tase me, bro. Those are some of the stories they're going to be sharing in the story behind the story at the end of each 6 o'clock hour. So as I said, that will be appointment radio for you. And today, I'm going to begin with something very dear to my heart, very personal, very personal. But I'll share that with you before we wrap up this hour. So once again, back to Trump, preparing to talk to Premier Xi. This is the way the stage is currently set.
President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping have been trading threats for months. China stopped buying U.S. soybeans and vowed to block sales of rare earth minerals that are crucial to high-tech manufacturing. Trump, in turn, vowed to impose an additional 100% tariff on Chinese imports starting next month.
I believe that that is effectively off the table.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said there was a breakthrough just this weekend in talks with his Chinese counterpart, and he said both sides walked back those damaging threats.
The soybean farmers are going to be extremely happy with this deal for this year and for the coming years.
Bessent says that Trump and Xi might finalize that deal when they sit down in South Korea later this week. And Bessent said he also got Chinese sign-off on a deal to transfer the U.S. operations of TikTok to new owners so China doesn't have as much access to Americans' data.
All of that's going to be coming out as they move forward on this, whatever the trade deal and agreement they come up with, later this week, possibly. But there's something else I want to put in front of you. Analysts say that China has developed a new chilling strategy for fighting a war against the U.S. You know, in every modern conflict, if they have planes on the ground, your enemy has planes on the ground, you do everything you can to keep them from taking off, from bombing the airfield so they can't get any speed up over potholes, to bombing the aircraft as they're on the ground. And when Israel struck the Iranian nuclear sites earlier this year, it began by destroying Iranian runways, grounding Tehran's air force before it could take off. Russia and Ukraine have been doing the same back and forth. Beijing now has spent years building an arsenal of long-range precision missiles, including what they call carrier killers, the DF-21D and DF-26, supposedly capable of destroying U.S. aircraft carriers, striking American airfields across the Pacific. The goal is to keep any jets from ever lifting off. Now there's a new U.S. technology firm that says it has a way to fight back. It has unveiled a new AI-piloted fighter jet designed to operate without runways, without GPS, without constant communication, an aircraft that can supposedly think, fly, and fight on its own. Shield AI, based in San Diego. Shield AI, in some cases, is being called XBAT. It can take off vertically, reach 50,000 feet, fly more than 2,000 nautical miles, and execute strike air defense missions, all designed to operate from ships, small islands, improvised sites where traditional jets can't. Shield AI is the way to battle China as it tries to keep our planes from ever getting airborne. Now, we have seen throughout the years with the vertical takeoff fighters from Harrier jets and others, this process underway. Now it's going a step deeper, another step to protect America. Hopefully we'll be ready when that time comes. In the meantime, the Russia-Ukraine battle continues, and Trump says they've got to come to conclusion.
President Trump says he hopes China can help end the Russia-Ukraine war ahead of his meeting with Xi Jinping this week. But Trump also says he is assessing the Russian threat after President Vladimir Putin and his top general claim they successfully tested a nuclear-powered cruise missile.
They're not playing games with us. We're not playing games with them either. We test missiles all the time, and I don't think it's an appropriate thing to Putin, for Putin to be saying either, by the way. You ought to get the war ended. A war that should have taken 1 week is now in its soon fourth year. That's what you ought to do instead of testing missiles.
Yeah. We need to get closer to resolving it. We are, of course, getting closer to Thanksgiving travel day rush. Not closer to ending the Schumer shutdown. Transportation Secretary Duffy.
If I don't feel like I have enough controllers or enough controllers that are focused, we will slow down traffic. We will stop traffic. And that's why you see the delays in the system. And the job number one is, again, get people to where they're going safely. And if it's not on time, well, call the Democrats. Call Chuck Schumer if you're frustrated that you have a staffing shortage and your flight's 3 hours delayed or your flight is canceled. Call Chuck. Call Senate Democrats, because this is the reason why.
But they're going to say, it's not us. It's those mean old Republicans. You know, the largest union representing federal employees is now calling for passage of a clean CR to reopen the government, calling for the very plan the Republicans have in their hand. The largest union representing federal employees say, enough. Let's get everybody back to work before things get worse. Again, Sean Duffy says, you got to look at who's going to be paying for all of this.
They got notice that their paycheck is going to be a big fat zero. And so as I've traveled around to talk to the controllers, there's great frustration. There's anxiety, because as any one of you, you look at the expectation that a paycheck comes in and then you plan for that and you pay your mortgage, you pay your car payment, you put food on the table. As these controllers come to work, they have to pay for babysitters, childcare. There's a whole host of bills that Americans have that they anticipate that paycheck is going to come in so they can meet those bills. And the stress level that our controllers are under right now, I think, is unacceptable.
Oh, I agree. I do not want a stressed out air traffic controller overseeing my flight. What about you? Or being overworked because not enough are reporting for work. And again, the American Federation of Government Employees, the largest union in the country representing federal employees, says get a clean resolution and end the shutdown, which is exactly what the Republicans have called for to be passed. There's a Monday post today by the national president of this union titled, "It's Past Time to End This Shutdown." And of course, don't forget, we've had our troops facing shortages. We did have President Trump get an anonymous person coming forward providing money. The name later got slipped out, the Mellon family. That was apparently not intended, but he can't cover all of our U.S. troops. But it was a start trying to protect and help our American troops. But if you're looking for an issue and a direction to point your anger, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says, right at the Democrats.
I don't know what good it does to summon him to the White House. This is a Democratic-led boycott, and I'm just not sure what they're doing. What's changed between now and March other than Chuck Schumer's poll numbers? And I think Hakeem Jeffries is now going to be primaried from the left, and I didn't think there was a lot of room over there. So both of them are worried about their primaries and not the American people, not the government employees, not our military employees. Because we were able to pay the military employees from excess funds at the Pentagon middle of this month. I think we'll be able to pay them beginning in November. But by November 15th, our troops and service members who are willing to risk their lives aren't going to be able to get paid. What an embarrassment.
It is embarrassing. And yet, knowing our troops, they're going to hold their position. But that won't be true in some other areas where we need government employees. And even the legacy media is beginning to turn on the Democrats. Democrat Senator Chris Murphy in an interview with Jake Tapper.
Let's turn to the government shutdown. Funding for food stamps is expected to run out at the end of this week. This is happening because Democrats have not agreed to vote to fund the government without the Republicans making concessions to seriously change healthcare policy. So is this a trade-off you're willing to make and continue to make, letting some Americans go hungry until these Obamacare subsidies get extended?
Well, let's be clear. We're shut down right now because Republicans are refusing to even talk to Democrats about a bipartisan budget bill. So the government is shut down because Republicans have done something unprecedented. They have refused to talk to Democrats about a bipartisan budget. Yes, we have priorities, just like they do. Now, the reality is if they sat down to try to negotiate, we could probably come up with something pretty quickly. We could get this deal done in a day if the president was in D.C. rather than being overseas.
Oh, I had to throw that in there. He's overseas for a purpose. And you can get it done in a day if you take the $1.5 trillion out of the budget you want to put in to fund illegals and programs for illegals. Would you consider that? No, of course not. Oh, by the way, Joe Biden Sunday yesterday in Boston was doing a speech and said, "Friends, I can't sugarcoat any of this. These are dark days. We need to find our true compass again and emerge as we always have, stronger, wiser, more resilient, more than just so long as we keep the faith." In fact, he even called on America, look at the comedians and late night hosts as examples of how you should look at this president. Are you serious? Actually, he is. He says, look at the late night TV hosts. They're a good barometer for what you should be doing. Joe, it's past your bedtime. Before this hour is over, our new feature, Story Behind the Story. But first, the co-chair of the Chinese Americans for the U.S. Constitution. What can they do for us? Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years at Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy. 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life, without the pain. new patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The offer St. Louis cannot stop talking about being held over due to popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you could qualify for zero interest, no payments for 18 months. Renewal by Anderson is the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. You've trusted that name for more than 122 years. And our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. Anderson products are also proven to increase your home value by at least 15%. Don't miss out. Schedule your complimentary consultation today at rbastl.com or call 877-WINDLES, 877-WINDLES. Renewal by Anderson. Award-winning quality, stronger windows, smarter investment.
This is News Talk STL.
Larry Connors USA.
The Chinese Americans for the Constitution is basically an American Asian American coalition for education, nationally being an advocate for meritocracy and a steadfast defender of our U.S. Constitution. I like every bit of that. Joining us now, Frank Hsu, the co-chair. Frank, welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, Larry, thank you for having me.
So how big is a battle right now between what the Chinese Americans and Asian Americans see in this country regarding our Constitution and those who want to put you aside?
Well, it's a big battle. So first of all, the California government violates the 14th Amendment a lot. And we had to sue them, you know, from San Diego Housing Commission to County of Alameda for their blatantly violating the 14th Amendment, basically treating us differently based on race and ethnicity. That's the big fight. And
well, I thought California was all about help the minorities.
Well, they select minorities, as you know. You know, they are always selective. By applying justices, by applying races, they're never fair.
To that extent, we've seen, of course, the courts come down on universities, particularly Harvard and others, who were basically saying we cannot take any more Chinese students. They're too smart? We just can't take them. This is still playing out across the nation.
Yes, it is. And especially in California. And we recently, actually last week, we recently won a case against University of California at San Diego. And the case is very simple. So they had a 42-year-old grant program, that grants only to black students. So we challenged them and we asked, hey, this is probably unconstitutional. And you know what? We challenged them on July, And they immediately started to rescind that program. And now they renamed the program because of our lawsuit.
Well,
so that's how the California public agencies are working now.
And Frank, if you guys had not done that, they would have continued exactly what they're doing.
Yes, exactly. And they just hope that nobody will catch them. But if anyone caught their hand, they will say, oh, I'm sorry, I want to comply. But you have to catch them.
What is the makeup of the Chinese Americans, and Asian included, across America right now? What percentage?
Well,
I didn't mean to throw you an ambush question. I don't keep figures in my head either. I just thought you might know right off the top of your head.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have the exact percentage number because, you know, first of all, I consider myself a proud American, just of a Chinese descendant.
Right.
So I consider all Americans the equal. And I don't really calculate the percentages, and because I think that doesn't matter. You know, as long as we all comply to Constitution and we all compete on the and help each other on the same level, that's great, right? And that's the society we want to.
Frank, I certainly second that. And while you were talking, I did double check. Chinese Americans supposedly make up 22% of the total Asian population, making them the largest single Asian group. So about 5.5 million is what the estimated is out of 350 million in our nation. But Chinese Americans, 20%, 22% of the total Asian. But I like your approach, and I like the approach when you stand for the Constitution. You're not standing for just part of it or anything that makes things better for the Chinese citizens in our country are now U.S. citizens. You're standing for all Americans.
Well, thank you, Larry. That's exactly where I stand for and my organization stands for, yes.
So what is your pushback? Where are you getting pushback?
Well, the pushback we got is, you know, you're familiar with this slur, go back to China, that's from the
right.
from the leftists. Yeah, when we, you know, in California, right now, there is a Proposition 50 going on. So that's basically another amendment to California Constitution saying that they could redistrict the map by the politicians, even though the voters here in California already voted twice back in 2008 and 2012, specifically saying that we voters don't trust the politicians to redistrict the maps. And they wanted us to vote again to allow them to do that. So when we opposed that publicly, and, you know, the racist leftists, they have no problem calling us go back to China. You know, this is not the land you belong to. I was like, what?
Yeah. You're good if you're in their ranks, but if you're going to step outside the line, yeah, go back to China. And speaking of that, President Trump is preparing to meet with Premier Xi, hopefully Friday. What do you expect to come out of these negotiations?
You know, for that part, I really don't think they will get some substantial agreements. You know, I just believe that these two countries probably will just go far away and away. And I think it's probably good for our country, for the United States of America, and so that we can have more workers, you know, getting their job. So that's my take.
Now, we also have, of course, the immigration issue. We do import legal immigrants up to 1 million plus a year, but we have all the illegals in the country, and particularly in your state right now. How's that shaking out between the Chinese population and the illegals that are in the country?
Yeah, that part is, you know, it's kind of horrible. And you know what? So I think you are familiar with the case, the commercial truck driver case, right?
Right.
So to normal common sense people, we would think, hey, let's tighten the standard and make sure the same type of standard applies to everyone and make sure that someone who has the skills, who can read English and speak English proficiently to have the license. But no, for the Californians, media and the government, they think the other way. They think, hey, you know, now the Indian community are worried about racial discrimination because of these truck driver accidents.
Now, do you have any doubt? Do you have any doubt that a lot of Chinese are here illegally and came into the Biden years?
Oh, absolutely. They I believe there are quite many illegals here, and I believe, you know what, with Trump in the White House for less than a year, many of them have been deported or self-deported, but we still see a lot of them as from the Biden administration.
Now, what about the stories that we've heard over the years and more recent about the Chinese government has police stations based basically from China directly in some of our communities, looking for Chinese dissidents?
Yeah, I believe that's mostly in New York or Los Angeles, these big cities, and they have the Chinese Communist Party have infiltrated these big cities a lot, and we're worried about it too.
All right, so Frank Hsu again, co-chair of the Chinese Americans for the Constitution. And when you say the Constitution, you mean as it is written right now, not to change it to fit Chinese immigrants or anything else. You're talking about defending our Constitution.
Yeah, defending our Constitution from 14th Amendment, First Amendment, Second Amendment, and also, you know, the Californians need to respect their own constitution because, you know, every country have their own constitution, right? But the difference between their countries and our country is we actually respect our constitution and we do not amend our constitution so easily.
Yeah.
You know, for example, China, they can amend their constitution to eliminate the term limit for Xi Jinping, right? But do you think that constitution will protect we the people? No, not at all.
Not likely at all.
So,
Frank, I want to thank you. No. Yeah, thank you very much. We're running out of time. I don't want to get you up against the clock. Frank Hsu, co-chair, Chinese Americans for the Constitution. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
You bet. All right, coming up, we begin our new feature for the 6 o'clock hour, The Story Behind the Story. And we're going to begin with one that is extremely personal to me.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at LarryConnorsUSA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him, 636-532-1922, or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting. Listen up. The offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality. Stronger windows, smarter investment. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA. Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
And here we go with a new feature for the 6 o'clock hour. Daily at this time every day, so you can make an appointment radio, the story behind the story. I have decades of experience in broadcasting. I have here, if you're watching on our live stream or if you're watching later on our podcast, I've got on this page probably 60 different stories. That's one of four pages I have available. I'm never going to have a shortage of material. Choosing which one and how to air it and when, that's going to be a key point. But I got to thinking, I know a lot of you often ask about aspects of what happened exactly, and that's where we're going with these things, story behind the story. But they're not all going to be stories I covered. They may be other stories, stories I did not actually get involved in. But I still have a story behind the story for you. And some are very personal. And in fact, that's how we're beginning this one today. I thought the first one I want to deal with is the most personal story I can share with you. I'm driving on a stretch of roadway in Amarillo, Texas, a summer, many summers ago. And out of the clear blue, I'm not married, not thinking about getting married, but it came to me, when I have children, I want daughters. I want two daughters. And it just stuck in my mind. Where and how that came to me, I have no idea. But then later when I did get married and we were expecting our first child, I was truly excited about having a daughter. At that time, they were not running tests to determine, or at least we didn't ask for it, what the gender would be. They were relying on the fetal monitor, the heart, as to how fast it was beating, if it was going to be a male or female. Yes, we had some of the ultrasounds, but I don't think they were that precise. And again, didn't really ask. And I just knew it was going to be a daughter. The day my wife went into labor for our first child, it was a rough labor. And I think many of us would agree if we had to have men have babies, the population would be a lot smaller. We're wimps compared to what they go through. But children are our greatest legacy. I don't care what else I have done in my life up to this date or going into the future. I will have no greater legacy than my children. But did I get a daughter? Well, as we were nearing the hours for delivery, the nurses would come in and look at the fetal monitor and say, it's going to be a fine, healthy boy. And I think, well, great, I want healthy. But in my mind, I'm thinking, seriously? I'm thinking, I hate to admit it, 9 months wasted? That's so crass. But really, I'm admitting that's what went through my head. And then the doctor would come in and look at, yeah, I'm going to be a fine, healthy boy. Okay, I was going to have a boy, I guess, to begin with. But then complications set in. My wife was having, refusing, I should say, an epidural as long as she could. And then when they were trying to administer, it was rather late. And there was a language difference between the anesthesiologist who was going to insert the epidural and the nurses. What his language was, English I don't think was his first, but obviously he was working in a hospital where he was well-trained and I'm sure board-certified. The bottom line is they were trying to start too late. They went into the spine. The epidural is basically to control pain in the lower part of the body. They went into the spine, and she began to lose spinal fluid. That created a crushing headache. How severe? There's no way I could describe it to you. And unless it's happened to you in that fashion, you would never really understand. But let me put it this way. As she lost the spinal fluid, the brain became intensely damaged as far as pain. The pain of her headache was more severe than the pain of childbirth. They had to shut down the labor at that point. Just basically say, just hold everything and see what will happen next. I'll be honest with you. At that point, I was a complete wreck. My unborn child was at risk. My wife at risk, and there was nothing I could do. Her original OBGYN was off duty that day. He was a member of our church. The one who was on duty dealing with her called him. And I looked up, and there he was. Dr. Paul Ritter. Many of you might know the name. And Dr. Paul Ritter came into the room and saw how distressed I was. I don't know how many of these he had been through before. And he wasn't there just because it was Larry Connors. He was there trying to comfort a father-to-be, a husband, worried about losing not only his child but his wife. We left the room. We went outside, found a quiet space, and prayed. He led the prayer. I could not even get words to come out. I was sobbing so severely. I was sure I was going to lose one of them, if not both. And he was doing his best to reassure me. Don't go there yet. There are things that still can happen. I've talked to some friends who have had similar situations. Maybe not exactly with the epidural going too deep and draining off spinal fluid, but suddenly in the delivery, there's fear. It's a time to be joyful, but there's fear that that baby is not going to be born, and you might also lose your spouse. I have never had such crippling fear in my life. I was willing to face any monster, any mass of men, but I could not deal with that. Dr. Ritter stayed with me and stayed until they got to the point where maybe they could take her out of a semi-coma they had put her into as a headache eased, and then she could continue the delivery. It was still a very rough delivery. But finally she could focus on the pain and what was needed to deliver the baby as opposed to her headache. I have a hard time nowadays telling someone I have a headache, because I think of what she went through. I don't have a headache, not like she did. A headache so severe, she could not feel the pain of childbirth. And it was our first. We really didn't know what to expect, but it was not this. Finally, they reached a point where it was time to take her into the delivery room. I had long since given up on boy or girl. I just wanted a healthy child. That's what every parent wants, right? A healthy child. And I wanted a healthy wife when it was over. We go into the delivery room, and I was unaware. I was there for that delivery. It used to be men were not allowed in or didn't want to go in. I didn't know that they flood those rooms with water. They do. Well, at least in my case, suddenly there was water all over my eyes and my nose and everything. I'm crying like crazy as my firstborn comes out, a baby girl. I'm thankful for the health of the child, much less being a girl. Now, she was born exactly 2 years and 1 week after we had gotten married. Healthy child. 2 years and 2 days later, without all the fear that we went through with the first one, her sister was born. I had two girls in great health. But there is more to the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
So I hear an out-of-towner asking someone, where's the best place to eat? Before they could respond, I said, Cafe Napoli. Where? Well, I said, Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and then you got Napoli Kirkwood, plus you got Napoli Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. You'll find Napoli everywhere. Not too early to book a party and buy gift cards. Cafe Napoli.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So a lot of my fellow male friends who said, don't you want a boy? Don't you want a boy? I said, no, I wanted two girls. That's what I've wanted for decades, long before I even thought about having children. But you know what? God has blessed me with each of them, gave me a grandson. So I have my girls and my boys, and they're all in great health. I told you the behind the story segment will involve a lot of stories that maybe you know something about, and some that maybe you'd never heard before. But I thought there's no way I can begin this segment without sharing the most touching and the most personal story I could give you. And I remind you again, our children, our grandchildren, are our greatest legacy. I don't care how much money you accumulate, what power and esteem you have, your children are your greatest legacy. So I now have my two daughters and two sons, and I call them son instead of grandson. I'm very, very blessed. On future days for the story behind the story, we will have one coming up this Friday, the man in Houston that killed Halloween. And what happened there is a tragedy in so many ways. I'll share the story behind the story of a rattlesnake roundup when rattlesnakes were flying off a cliff above me. I'll share the story of an oil field train wreck that was devastating. The story of mass murders before they had the term serial killers. Witnessing an execution. And there is that story that many do know about, and I know it's going to be some flack over it, but I'm going to tell it anyway. And that's the story behind the story of the Channel 5 meteorologist Bob Richard. Bob Richards, who committed suicide with his plane. And I'm telling it from the perspective as I covered it that night. In addition to some of the details you might know, there are other parts of the story you may not have heard. And one story many people ask about all the time is, did you really stand on top of the arch? I did. And in fact, there's a story behind that. Some of these stories you will know. Some will be a total surprise for you. And some you think you know, maybe what you heard is not the true fact. So make it as an appointment every day at the end of our 6 o'clock, the story behind the story. In our next hour, the plot to put Mondami in place as mayor of New York City. And it is a plot. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. You and I might have something in common, back pain. I can tell you where I go for help, Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field, so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help. On Big Bend, just north of Highway 40. 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check VincentsJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.